by Timothy Schaefer. Local Journalism Initiative reporter, The Nelson Daily. Wildfire mitigation in the Selu Creek area above Nelson continued Monday with another prescribed burn. Three different entities, the BC Wildfire Service, the Regional District of Central Kootenay, RDCK, and Kalesnikov Lumber Company, will have a hand in the prescribed burn covering up to 38 hectares in the Selu Creek area about 2 kilometers south of Nelson, to help reduce wildfire threats. The burn is part of an ongoing effort in the city's watershed for fuel modification, through the Selu Creek Wildfire Fuel Mitigation Project, and the smoke could linger throughout the week as the burning continues. According to BC Wildfire Service, smoke may impact residents near the burn area and may be visible from Nelson and surrounding areas, and to motorists traveling along Highway 6 and 3A. The RDCK noted that a portion of the Nelson-Salmo Great Northern Trail will have signage and flaggers in place, meaning trail users can expect disruption. The outcome of the fuel management project aims at reducing wildfire risk in Selu Creek near the city of Nelson by modifying the fuel load and completing a prescribed burn, noted project manager John Cathro. He said the project started with funding support from the Forest Enhancement Society of BC and is an example of the high level of collaboration between regional and municipal governments, fire services, and a local timber licensee. The overall project covers an area of approximately 80 hectares, ha. The following phases of treatment are completed. 65 hectares of mechanical harvesting by Kalesnikov Lumber. 20 hectares of mechanical fuel modification to pile debris. 35 hectares of machine-tethered fuel modification to create a debris-free fire guard around the outer perimeter of the harvested area and around reserve patches. 5.5 hectares of understory hand treatment along the Vane bike trail and surrounding areas. 7.5 hectares of understory hand treatment along the rail trail. 2 years ago, the RDCK Board of Directors approved a fuel modification project in the same area to work to ensure fire does not escape into the forested stands south of the city, or burn valuable reserve areas designed to meet visual landscape objectives. The board approved a $220,000 contract with Sunshine Logging Limited to complete the post-harvest mechanical fuel modification treatment for the Selu Creek Wildfire Fuel Mitigation Project. In her report on the project, RDCK Wildfire Mitigation Supervisor Angela French said the project allows the landscape to get back to its roots. The positive environmental factors to consider are that by modifying the fuel on the landscape, and then putting good fire back into the ecosystem, we are transitioning slowly back to what could be considered a more natural state, she said. More obviously, considering the social value was the impetus for the creation of the project, reducing the fuel load in order to mitigate the risk of wildland-urban interface fires adjacent to the city of Nelson and the RDCK area e-residents. In its fourth year since project inception, the Selu project is one of two remaining Forest Enhancement Society of BC, FESBC, grant-funded wildfire risk reduction projects in the RDCK, and it is coming into the final stages of implementation, post-harvest treatment, French explained.